I would just like to say I've just googled are moleskin books made out of moles, and a lot of people have asked the same question. So I'm not the only one that.
Well, you're not the only one that asked the question. Doesn't mean you're right.
So you feel good that although the answers must be no, but it's nice to know that other people are googling the same question.
Yes, yeah, it feels good. I've never bought one because I thought they were made out of moles.
But like stitched together because it's quite smooth.
Where are the eyes?
Leather isn't made out of. You don't have eyes in leather.
Welcome to. That'd be quite a good touch on a leather jacket to have a little eye over
couple
each
of
lapel.
It would be horrible.
A nose,
it would be
a snout
horrible,
and a mouth.
Rob.
Leave the teeth in.
Anyway, if anyone's vegetarian, you can buy moleskin. I mean, they're quite expensive, but you can buy moleskin.
We actually haven't started yet because I haven't introduced the podcast.
Why are they called moleskin though? Because there must be so. They must have lost so much business from vegetarians.
Welcome to. Welcome.
What are you doing?
I'm starting the podcast.
Hey. Why do you keep stopping, though?
Because you keep interrupting with mole stuff. You laughed, Rob Carter. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Why Is Harriet Crying? With me, Sunil Patel, Harriet Kemsley, and special guest, Rob Carter.
Hello.
Clap that. We were just discussing, actually, before we started recording this podcast, it might even make it to the final edit, but Harriet thinks that moleskin... thinks that moleskin is made out of moles. So the moleskin notepads.
Sorry, why would that be?
Are made out of thousands of slaughtered moles to turn into pads.
Stitched together. Do we think? Flattened out.
What do you think leather is? What does anyone think? Have you ever heard of leather or suede?
Is leather made of moles?
No, leather's not made of moles. Sunil said he had moleskin trousers, and I always thought moleskin was made out of moleskin. I wonder why. Maybe because of the name. So if
maybe that's why they put the E on the end.
Yeah,
so to you stop you. No, but
I thought it was like oldie woldy. Like that's like old world. They
ye
put
old moleskin.
Oldie moldy. Moldy skinny.
No, you're right, because it does sound like moleskin. It's just that would be disgusting.
Yes, what, I always thought it was disgusting, but I thought people were just disgusting.
But for me, with leather, usually for me, when I see something that's made of leather, it's usually smaller than the animal itself. So I think, right, that's a bit of a cow.
Oh, are you smaller than trousers?
Wait.
What?
like a lateral
are
thinking.
Are you smaller than trousers?
Well, I've never been asked that.
Is that a question at the Google recruitment?
I still don't know what the answer is.
No, you're not. The answer is no. Sorry, you are not smaller than trousers.
Sorry, I'm not smaller than trousers. I was trying to see how that strengthens the argument.
Sorry, not you, the animal. Animals are smaller than trousers.
All animals are smaller than trousers.
It depends on the animal. But
depends on the trousers.
It does depend on the animal, yeah.
Leather is made out of... So it's not just like a cow's leg. It's like a trouser's leg. Like humans have different legs to cows.
Oh, and a jacket is just the sort of from the neck round a bit to the back. And then tiny sleeves. Why have you got such narrow sleeves, man? It's leather. It's come from a cow.
They're not
Why
just,
do you think, man?
They're not pattern cutting it from the actual cow itself.
That's what Rob was suggesting, that you can't make it bigger if it's smaller than the animal.
Chaos, this already.
I was
chaos.
Wondering, wouldn't you... Yeah, what was I thinking? I was thinking moles don't, like, tessellate in a pattern that you wouldn't put... I was trying to wonder, in a big moleskin book that was, like, A5 or whatever, how many moles that would be and how you'd have to stitch them together.
There'd be a lot of offcuts.
Or that they don't treat it like that. They just get all the skins and then they just
blend it.
It's like a kind of, yeah. It's not like, I think you think it's like the animal skin industry is like Silence of the Lambs, like where you get a skin then you wear the skin, but actually they throw all the skins together. It's not individual.
Right, again, just to reiterate, they're not making moleskin pads out of dead moles. All right, so
no, they're not. I just Googled it.
They're not making anything out of dead moles.
Did they used to or something?
No,
moleskin
is made of cotton. It's always been made of cotton. It's been called moleskin because it has the texture of mole's skin.
Right, feels a bit like it could be a mole, but it's not.
Could be a mole, but it's not.
Right.
Some moleskin covers are made from leather, though. That's why it's confusing, because just because it's not a mole doesn't mean it doesn't have feelings. Because it could be a different animal that...
That's deep.
Can moleskin get wet?
Yeah, anything can get wet.
I didn't ask it. That was a question on Google.
Oh, right.
Are moles waterproof?
Harriet?
They must be. Because you get wet burrows and stuff. They must be able to keep that stuff.
Yes, they must be.
Can't just go into there.
What happens in a burrow? Does it get wet when it rains?
Must do.
They know they design it so that it doesn't. They're good
designers.
They'd make it so that it probably goes down and then up or something. So like
a toilet.
I'm sure they've thought of this. Oh yeah.
See what you mean.
Rob, do you know how a toilet works? Because we learned this the other week.
Shall I go? No, because I remember having an argument with someone at school about how a toilet works. And I was like, well, it, you know, sucks it all down and through. And they were like,
back to school. Yeah.
Right. They were like, no, it doesn't, because you're just pushing water in the top.
Yes.
And my argument to them was, well, what? If I piss hard enough, will it flush itself?
That is a very good argument. What did they say?
They were like, oh, yeah, good point. And then I went home and looked it up and they were right. But it's because I put a funny piss line on it that made them feel silly.
Yes.
But that is right. I think if you piss hard enough, it would flush itself.
That is such a good point.
No, but you need to piss.
A bucket, like a bucket of water.
Not in a thin stream, like a thick bucket of piss.
Oh, so it all comes at once?
Yeah, maybe you've got to piss in a diameter
of people could piss.
That's what I mean
together.
By hard enough.
Like a thick hose of piss rather than just a thin stream.
You'd have to work with some friends, I think.
I see.
If you wanted to.
Well, we got time. We could try.
But you'd have to get everyone pissing in one stream. It's not individual streams.
So that it pushes the water down and out.
Yeah.
Or you could pee into a bucket and then you could put the bucket and then the bucket would flush itself.
But then you'd still have piss in the bowl, wouldn't you?
Then you'd have a pissy bucket.
Just a big pissy bowl.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk about emotions, apparently. So far, dead moles and piss. I don't know where to go from there, really.
I don't think we spoke about it in the main episode. I think we spoke about it in the Patreon episode about how toilets
work. So do sign up to the Patreon. Anyway, Rob Carter's here. Rob Carter, aka Christopher Bliss.
Yep.
But he's going to be Rob Carter today, and not Christopher Bliss.
Do you find it weird talking? Do you feel like you have to does it feel weird because you have a character, like you don't want to acknowledge that it's a character, like Father Christmas or something, where you don't want people to know that you are a character?
Do you understand that question?
Yeah, I sort of did. I was kind of thinking how I talk about Father Christmas, actually. Whether I talk about him in the third person.
Christopher Bliss is coming.
Are you... is Christopher Bliss bigger than trousers?
He's not... Well, he's actually very small for his trousers. They keep falling down in gigs, and people keep seeing my boxers, and they're not the boxers that Christopher would wear. So that's actually Christopher's trousers is something I need to think about.
Oh, so you thought all the way down to the boxers?
Just someone will shout out Calvin Klein, and I'll be it's an obvious mistake.
Nice,
for me.
Nice wear post, Calvin fan. Klein.
Yeah. He's doing Rob Carter's doing great.
Rob Carter wears Calvin Klein.
Imagine that was a lie. As well. just me trying to just brag about my box. Also, that's like cool when you're 12. Like, is that still good? I don't know what's cool anymore. That you just have to wait and see what Justin Bieber's wearing and be like, maybe that's the cool boxes.
What boxes do you wear, Sunil?
Uniqlo.
Oh, good.
Really?
The Airism boxes, which once you wash them, they dry within an hour. If that, they dry very quickly.
I'm BAM. Mine are made from bamboo, yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you get
very
them from?
Very smooth. From BAM. It's the name of the
BAM
shop.
Oh, BAM is the name. Okay, BAM, right. Yeah. Something for you to think about, because you like bamboo, don't you?
Yes, I do like bamboo things, yeah.
Okay.
It's very eco. Bamboo.
But Christopher is... in terms of how I talk about Christopher, yeah. No, I don't feel that weird about talking about him. But I do think of him as someone else.
He should have Y fronts, I think. Sorry, that's what it should be.
He should, and he wears cricket trousers, so he should have a little cricket box, maybe.
Yes, always
have
prepared.
A box in. Yep. Always
just
a box
in case something
just
hits.
Just in case, yeah. I think that's you've got to start doing that now because it's it's unfair on the audience if they peek the Calvin Kleins.
Yeah, they can't.
Do you find the clothes help you get into character, or do you have to do something to get into character?
The clothes do really help. I mean, it sounds quite wanky from a drama school perspective.
I'm interested in this because I never know what to wear on stage or anything.
Oh yeah, I did have that for ages when I was performing as myself.
It's nice to have a costume that you put on and then you're like, this is...
Yeah, massively. Mm. I mean, yeah, but at drama school it was like shoes upwards. Start from the shoes upwards. Once you got your shoes, you got your character.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah, but it's kind of nuts. I mean, I've tried it. But I never actually found the right shoes for Christmas. I always just had bare feet. But recently I have got shoes. I found some... Cotton Traders sandals.
Yeah, great.
White socks and sandals.
Yeah, lovely.
Cotton Traders. At
or
school.
Plimsolls, maybe. A plimsoll?
Yeah, plimsoll would be fine. Mm.
Espadrilles.
Do you ever find that you think in character? You know, like how sometimes people think if they speak another language, like in French, they'll sometimes realise that they're thinking in French. Like, do you ever sometimes become the character so much you are thinking as them?
Yeah, when I'm writing, yes, 100%. I mean, I'm just speaking out loud and thinking like him. But I think the reason that I enjoy doing it so much is that it's a part of me, so it's not like it's someone completely different. It's like the inner me, the inner kind of loser. Amy, my wife, who... Like anytime Amy sees me watching as something that I've done as Christopher Bliss, she notices my mouth go weird. She's like, "Your face has gone like Christopher's."
Oh my god, he's becoming Christopher.
Yeah, I don't know I'm doing it. So
what's the look?
It'll be a slight like my lip will kind of twinge because he has a sort of a funny speech that he can't pronounce his R's and stuff. So, but I have to actually have my mouth in a certain position.
Do you? Yeah. What if you got stuck?
Oh my god!
Like in one of those Disney films.
What if you got stuck as Christopher Bliss forever?
Would you? I kind of find it very freeing.
Would your wife stay with you?
Yes. Is she attracted to Christopher Bliss?
Oh, I don't know. I think ultimately, well, not sexually, no.
But it's you, so it's that still seems you, though. Insulting. It's a part of you. Yeah, physically, it's you.
Physically, yeah. I'll tell her that next time. Next time we're mid-coitus. Technically, yeah. It's still me. I'd find it very freeing. Well, the thing I enjoy about Chris is that he's such a bad writer. But when I'm trying to sit down and write something good, it's quite difficult. But then when I try and write something as Chris writes something bad, I find it quite easy. So I would actually, the thing that I like about Chris is like, is it better to just be completely blissfully ignorant of everything around you? And actually, any time I am Chris on stage or whatever, I'm very happy. Like nothing can go wrong and I'm very happy. Which does kind of tie into, I know you're asking me about like, you know, emotions. I am actually inside quite happy. Like, it's quite irritating to hear, I'm sure. But
so lovely.
But in quite a thick way.
That's great.
Like, which is Christopher, just thick and happy.
That's nice.
And it's just quite a nice moment. It's just quite a nice a sort of place to be. Yeah.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, that's the dream place to be.
Yeah, ignorantly. <Yeah. laughs>
It's not aware of
it. You're the opposite, isn't it? To that, knowing and glum.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't know anything. I think like
you
I don't
act
think
like you do.
I mean, I don't think happiness is. I don't really know what it is. I don't know how you define
that's
it or like.
Sad.
No, but I'm not sad.
Maybe it's sad not to even know what it is. Like,
but I mean, I know what it is. I wouldn't be able to define it. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be like happiness to me is a fucking Hamlet or something like that. You know,
a Hamlet
that from the adverts. You know, happiness. Oh, is it happiness or something? They used to do an advert about. Anyway. I wouldn't say like happiness is like, oh, a lovely crisp November's day or something like that.
I actually love
crisp November days. I do love them actually. They're my favourite.
Yeah,
they're my favourite fucking
day. I went for a walk the other day and then.
You do know what happiness is.
I know what it's about. I know what it's about. Don't worry. Yeah. I think happiness is the absence of suffering, and that's never going to happen. Okay, guys?
Welcome.
Cheers.
You're never not suffering. When are you suffering? You all you do is you,
now,
you sit around and you eat donuts.
I do not eat donuts. I don't like donuts. They taste too salty sometimes.
What are you putting on your donuts?
Suffering. Salt. You can't even eat.
It's too salty. I put too much salt on them.
Eat a donut without suffering. That's so sad.
Not suffering, but I think like not suffering, but you know, everything's fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, fine.
Well,
I mean, I'm happy, I guess you could call it that. What are you both looking?
No, I was thinking
you don't know what happiness is.
Well, yeah, but it's up to everyone to define their own level. What is happiness, right? There's no universal thing that you can then go for and be like, yes, I fucking made it.
Well, Rob just said that he's happy. I think that's really nice.
Yeah, but that's because he's found his own personal happy place.
And it's because I'm deep down quite thick, which is because as soon as you start overanalyzing stuff, you stop being happy.
Just looking down the barrel of the camera, Rob is not thick.
Yeah, I said so deep saying, down, which kind of like allows me to be like, obviously I'm really smart and stuff. But.
I think if you forget the fact that you're going to die, you'll probably be quite happy, right?
Yeah.
That's what, like, you know, if you get a frontal lobotomy or something, then you'd be happy.
But sometimes if people know they're going to die and they haven't died, that makes them happy. So actually the opposite is true as well.
For a bit, and then they go back to normal.
Yeah.
If you escape death, you'd be like, yes, And then 10 days later, you'd be like, fucking just making your way through traffic and getting annoyed.
Well, I guess either way, actually, because even if you completely accept death, and you could be happy that way, but I guess where you're not happy is when you start analysing it and being and being like, oh no, should I be doing this, or how long have I got to live? Either way, if you're just like, yeah, I'm going to die,
I think but non-attachment.
Yeah, maybe that's
to the concept of death or happiness is probably the best. Just so well, we've nailed it.
Yeah, done.
Well, I feel happy for the first time ever. So thank you.
So this is the kind of chat we have at Brekkie Boys. Mm-hmm. That Harriet's not invited to anymore.
I am invited because I'm on the WhatsApp group.
I will remove you from that group.
You can't remove me. I'll just add myself again.
You're not an admin.
No, but I can get Ray to add me.
All right.
Back door.
Anyway, do you like cry much or anything?
No.
Nice one.
Cry? No, I don't.
I thought you were going to be emotional. Bobby was don't cry.
What is it? Have you got like a checklist of who cries and who doesn't?
Me,
Shoe Laws, you.
Just all quite thick in our own ways.
Three thick boys.
That's what it takes. That's what
three
it takes.
Thick boys skipping through the park.
I thought you, Bobby was saying you thought you'd be emotional. I thought you'd be emotional.
Yeah, I asked him why out there, and he said, because you're quite open, which I thought was quite nice. Yeah. But he was like, yeah, I would have thought you were quite emotional. Maybe I'm quite open, but I know I'm dead inside. I really am. Nothing in there.
Thick. Dead inside. Very happy.
It's so much easier that
just
way.
Just having a lovely time. So I think it's really nice. Yeah.
Just everything wafting over my head. I'm just watching it go. Whoa.
Watching everything with your mouth open. Just saying,
catching stuff. I did used to have a tick at school where teachers would say, stop catching flies, Rob. I just standing there, just catching flies in my own little world.
We were in a meeting today and Bobby just started coughing and it was so awkward and it went silent. And then he said, I'm sorry, I swallowed a bug. I just couldn't stop laughing. But nobody else was laughing and Bobby was really going red. But it was just...
I think for you find happiness in other people's misfortune quite a lot.
Specifically Bobby's. Maybe.
And mine.
And yours. Yeah. I like it when you suffer. It's
a few
funny.
Years ago, I had a big fall. I fell over and she couldn't stop banging on about it. Like, she reminded me of it this year, actually, that I'd had a big fall in 2016.
Well, I have big falls all the time. But you really made a big deal.
Yeah, if
about
you have
big
a big fall,
fall,
it's distressing though.
But I have it all the time.
Yeah,
I've
but
always
it's just
had
like
big falls.
It's always quite distressing.
Was it funny? Was it pratfall stuff, or was it very painful?
Walking along the street, manhole cover, slipped, upended, down on my coccyx in a bit of pain for a bit. Yeah,
that kind of. I feel like me, you, and Stuart Laws skipping through the park would do that.
Slipping on autumn leaves,
slipping, landing on our coccyx, and just smiling about it on the floor, not feeling any pain.
Well, there's a lady. I fell and I was just on the ground, and there was this lady nearby, and she came over and said, "Are you all right?" And I just looked up her and I went, "I've had a big fall." Oh God,
but,
just remembering that. Sorry,
Rob. What's your secret? Because I want to be more like that, where you just. Are happy and not emotional.
Well, I'm...
He's already said he's dead inside.
Okay, how do you achieve that?
It's something like... I don't know, you might call it stoic or something, where you just try not to care about stuff. Like,
Yes, got to not care about things.
No, but I want more of what you've got. Like, I definitely want to be...
What's she got that you want? What's she got that you want?
No, actually, a lot of people want to be just like me, so actually it makes a lot of sense.
Sure. I'm sorry, I'm parking myself somewhere between you guys, because I am Sunil, but I'm wanting to move over.
Away from Sunil.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it about her that you want? What's the thing?
Well, I think that it's useful to have to be in touch with your emotions so that you can, access them at some point. Like, I just wouldn't tell people when I'm, feeling bad or something. Or I wouldn't even tell myself.
Right.
So
you can have a breakdown at 50.
Oh, yeah. Well, it comes out at funny times. I mean, I very, very rarely cry, but I was thinking for this, like, when I do cry. But it's very rarely, but it will come out at very random moments. And I'll basically really enjoy being like, I've not cried for 6 years or something. Why? And just be like, I want to know what this feels like. And then I'll cry so hard. And just love it, though. But I'll be loving it at the same time. Be like, yes, this is what it's like. And then just let it rip. And the last time I really cried was watching the film Battleship, which is the worst film in the world. It was just this random scene. It was just this random scene.
Just sobbing
through it. Rihanna was in this film.
Oh, yeah.
And she was on a battleship. It was rubbish. But then there's one bit where there's these old men who, like, the veterans come back to help out. I can't even remember anything else from the film, but these veterans come back and they're like, we'll sail the ship. And I was like, that's so nice.
That sounds pretty cool, yeah.
It was just
you'd like someone to steer your ship. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You want someone to come along when you're in trouble and say, don't worry, Rob. You want an old veteran to come along and
an
say,
old veteran.
Don't worry, Rob, we've got this.
Me or Laws will come
we've
along.
We've got this.
We'll, like, come on now. We'll take over your ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, films are a very... I find, like, the times I've cried at films, that's probably when I do, like, have tears in my eyes.
Mm.
But often
I'd
I find...
I'd love to see you with tears in your eyes.
But
I'd love it.
We could try it, too.
Yeah, we should watch
But it's more that, like, when I watch, like, Disney films, where there's clear, teary bits in it, that I'm just like, nah, they're trying to manipulate me and I don't bother. I'm not having it.
Oh, I do have that voice as well. You want me to cry here, so I'm not going to do it.
I know what you're doing.
That's what you want.
Fucking giving that robot massive eyes like an actual baby, so I'll be like crying.
Imagine being able to control it. Good for both of you.
It's not controlling it. It's more like just seeing through the, you know, the manipulation.
Yeah, you have like an objectiveness to life where you can control what happens. It must be really nice.
But there's times when you don't want that. Like, I know, so I'm having a baby coming up soon. I haven't actually said that. This is a podcast exclusive.
Exclusive.
Clip it up for the socials. Get some air horns and AK-47.
Baby. Baby. Wow. Bang, bang, bang. What with the gun sound? Wow. So yeah, very exciting, we'll see. But I know I'm gonna be a wreck. But I think it's because I haven't cried for years. I'm just, as soon as I see my daughter's eyes, I'm gonna cry for 3 days straight. I know it.
Why are you sure of that? Is that just because other people have?
Oh, just the thought of it. No, the thought
really
of it.
Of it
yeah,
already.
The thought yeah. starts to get to you, and it's
getting me. Maybe that's why I want to be more emotional now, just because I'm thinking I'm about to be. I want to practice run.
Yeah.
Well, I can definitely feel myself getting into that stage of life, yeah.
See, I think if I have a child, I don't know. Everyone cries, right? But I'm like, why would I cry?
Wait, are you going to do your thing where you say that as your baby comes out with, like, very cute big eyes?
I know what you're doing here. Yeah. I know what you're up to.
I know. You've just evolved to make me cry. I'm not walking out of here. I'm going to cry your little face. No, it doesn't work with me.
But I think I've definitely noticed the more pregnant I've got, the more, like, hormonal I've got, and the more, like, attached to it, and the more, like, thinking about babies or anything happening to a baby or like, a child or anything, like, it just... I can't cope with it. And so, but then it's very interesting that it happens to you and you don't have any hormones, but your body's still preparing.
He's got hormones.
He doesn't have any hormones.
He doesn't have any hormones.
I've told you, I'm empty.
He doesn't have any. Stop pretending he does, Sunil.
Everyone has some hormones.
Yeah, but they're not being pumped in by this, like, life force.
They're not changing, right?
I'm pregnant, Snell. Rob's not pregnant, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You do know what I mean.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Snell, please.
Yeah, I do.
Come on, man.
All right, man.
Snell, you know what I mean.
I know that you're pregnant, yeah. I know what you mean.
Maybe you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know
Don't
what you mean.
Don't just say I'm pregnant, you know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But so maybe because you're near a pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped after pregnant. I didn't mean to have a pause.
She's
pregnant.
She is a woman.
Woman. That you, your body is picking up on it. Like, I think the dog can pick up on... I'm not comparing you to the dog, but...
who's the dog?
They're, like, pregnant as well, and it's affected the dog.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why, what's dog doing?
He follows me everywhere, and he won't leave my side.
Does he sort of take special interest in the bump?
No, he walks on it, actually.
Does he? Cats walk on the bump.
Yeah, it doesn't give a shit about that, but wants to be nearby. And if we walk in the park and Bobby walks away from me, he'll, like cry and, like, try and come back to me. I think it's because of the baby.
Mm.
Like, Rob is, like, the dog.
Oh, I'm the dog.
You're the dog.
I am the dog.
Yes.
No, I think I am a bit like the dog, but it's also in terms of, like, you just feel like you're doing something quite important now. Whereas, you know, usually what I do, I'm sure you guys are the same. Like, your day to day, trying to write silly things in your living room, doesn't feel very. It's not like the stakes are very high or something.
No.
And now suddenly there's a baby coming, and I'm like, my gosh, I need to sort myself out.
Yeah. But it's like an innate thing, maybe, that even though you don't have the hormones, you have that thing inside you.
Yeah.
Me?
No, I'm just wondering, maybe you get that sometimes, like you just put a candle. Maybe like when you think about homing the candle, like God, maybe you think,
I've got to think
like,
about where to put the candle.
Yeah.
Like, when to light it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I've got a lot to think about.
That's
Sunil's equivalent of the baby. Yeah.
I've got to wash the car soon, and that's always a chore. That's every so often.
Could you get ours washed as well? Where do you get it washed?
Car wash.
Oh, wow.
No, but what part is it called car wash?
There's a car washing place around the corner from me.
You get your car washed so often. I've never known someone get their car washed.
Yeah,
about so much.
One. Yeah, because you've never washed it, and I've washed it once a year.
Yeah.
So obviously that's a lot to you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, she's never washed a car.
Yeah, everyone knows that about her.
They don't know.
Everyone's talking about it.
No, don't reveal my secrets.
She never washes her car.
Bobby
doesn't believe in it.
Well, I don't know. I tried to get it washed, and he. It caused a big argument. We haven't been able to talk about it.
Oh, because he said it was too expensive.
Yeah, when actually it was a really good deal.
Just moving on. How much do you pay for a car wash normally?
£6 for a hand wash. Yeah,
that's right, why you're so here. Happy.
In and out or just out?
Oh my God. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant am I in or out?
No.
Because I was going to say sometimes I'm sitting in and I let them clear, and sometimes I get out.
Do you get out?
Well, only when they do the in, I think.
Oh, you. I never go for the in option.
Only once with crumbs everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, we've chaos. Got some crumbs and some
crumbs. Oh no, it was that the guy said, like, trust me. I went to get my car washed and I was just like, just the outside, please. And he took one look inside. It was like, plus the inside.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm fine with the inside. And he was like, what do you do for a living? I was like, oh, sorry.
Have you heard of Christopher Bliss?
Let me show you.
It's just on this YouTube.
So I said, like, well, I'm a sort of, obviously, it's quite hard to define what I do anyway. So I was like, just pick one of the things. I was like, an actor is probably the easiest one. I don't want to get into Christopher Bliss.
No.
Character comedy?
I'd love it if you span round and then you span back and then you were Christopher Bliss.
Yeah, I said, give me one lap of your car park and I'll come back.
Or you walk through the car wash.
Morning.
You came out the other side of the car wash.
And then just ask for the same wash as Christopher. Just the outside. What do you do? Well, I'm a novelist. That's my job. So he asked me what I did for a job. I was like, actor. And he said, okay. So, yeah, I wouldn't come down to your TV production and say, hey, maybe you should act it like this.
What?
I was like, sorry. I didn't understand where he was going, and then suddenly halfway through that, it clicked. I was like, oh my God, you're doing that thing where you're rinsing me.
Yeah.
I was like, that's horrible. I was like, yeah. No, you probably wouldn't come to... Sorry, what are you trying to say? He was like, so don't tell me how to do my job.
That's not the same thing as...
It's completely different service, though, and it costs more money.
Yeah, it's not comparable.
No.
But also, it should be my choice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I want to get who's like, and also, his expertise is, there are crumbs in your car. It's not like he's got special insight.
What sort of crumbs? Just biscuits.
Must have been biscuits.
Biscuits.
You can get crumbs from all sorts of things, actually.
Yeah, I don't have many crumbs in my car.
I've got cans. It rattles when I go around a corner. There's so many cans. Oh.
So many empty cans. So many empty cans of Heineken in the back of her car. Necking cans while driving.
I would love
London.
To go through a car wash, actually. That's something I'd like to do. There's not many things you can do when you're pregnant, and actually that's something I could do.
It's not that exciting, though, a hand car wash.
No,
it's
one of the ones where it's like...
Oh, where it's a machine.
Yeah, I should do that. That'll give me some life.
Oh, gosh. Honestly.
We should do that.
But yeah, getting your car done inside, I feel, is like a sort of invasion of privacy. I don't like it. Discuss.
Well, they did.
You've got something to hide inside the car.
Yeah,
like
cans.
You have some things to hide inside you, and so it feels like they're diving into you.
I don't want anyone to wash the inside of me, thank you.
Yeah, find out what's in there. Load of crumbs.
Oh, yeah.
Load of old crumbs and
you're
sugar
crumbs. So have you got like things in your car that would be incriminating or that would reveal a lot about your personality?
Yes.
like the empty Heineken cans on the floor.
It's Coke Zero. I think there's 8 Coke Zero cans, 2 Lucozade cans, bottles.
You know exactly how many there are. That means you've gone to clear it out and decided against it.
Yeah, every time I park, I think I should, but the cans have got... The cans have taken it over, you know what I mean? It's too many for me to gather now.
I've sat in the back of the car and I can't find the floor with my feet, so I'm just crunching cans with my feet. And then
sometimes I throw them behind me and then I forget about them. Because,
literally flinging them.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like out the back of a wedding car, like out the... No, you just mean you're just chucking them from the front
from
to the back.
From the front seat to the back seat, yeah, because then I can't see them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very pregnant, though, so, you know.
You were doing that before you were pregnant.
Oh, right.
So.
Yeah.
Neck and Lucozade.
Are you finding that a good excuse for anything that you do?
It's great, yeah. It is really good. Yeah, people are really nice to you as well, generally. Like, they're nice because you're pregnant. And actually, it's going to be weird when it goes and then people aren't nice to me anymore.
No.
I still want that special treatment.
You mustn't have it.
Yeah, because you can't say, oh, well, I've got a... Can you say I've got baby...
Obviously I've got a baby.
Can you say, I've got baby?
Care. I've got baby. And then they'll go...
Do you remember that woman that stole your hat because she had a baby?
Yeah.
The woman that stole Harriet's hat at a club.
And my bag and because my coat, but then I got them back.
Why did she hid it in her pram because she had a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, so a thief. Did she actually have a baby or was she just... Was it just other people's clothes?
We actually don't know if it was her baby. That's a good point. There was a baby there, but she might have stolen the baby as well. That really puts a dark twist on it.
God, that does. Oh, to steal a baby and then to be like, I could also get a hat out of
this. Now I've got the baby, what's next?
Yeah.
A nice hat.
Was a really nice
That's
hat.
That's where she
well.
Got caught. I shouldn't have had that. I shouldn't have got that extra hat. I would have got away with the baby.
I am glad. I didn't, because the cap had a pun on, but I didn't know it was a pun. And so everyone would kind of laugh at it, and I thought it's just because they like the hat, but I wouldn't want to wear it now that I know.
What was the pun?
It was a cap that Sunil got me, and it said DiCaprio, but I just thought it was like Leonardo DiCaprio.
But was the cap in different like colours?
No,
I wouldn't have thought that.
I didn't either.
But
when
DiCaprio,
I bought it.
But then because it had a cap on it, and then everyone would go, "Oh, that's good," and I'd be like, "Yeah, thank you." But then I didn't know that it was because it said cap. And so it was just embarrassing in the end.
I like the phrase, oh, that's good. Oh, that is good.
That is really good.
People pointing at your head saying, that's good. And you just kind of like, thanks, DiCaprio is a good actor.
Yeah, I bought her that hat when we were filming together.
What were you filming?
We were filming.
Oh, when we were filming?
When you were away and I kept sending you pictures and you said I was in the same spot for 3 days.
Yeah, she was just sitting there. Anyway.
Every picture had the same background of me just sat on the sofa.
Wait, there was something about... Wasn't there something funny about a bag happening at that time? I remember you saying something.
A bag?
I'm trying to remember. But I remember talking about you.
Interesting.
You must have texted one of the guys, because obviously there were Bobby as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And they were slagging me off. Is that what?
Oh, it was all posy-posy.
All posy-posy. No slaggy-slaggy, all posy-posy.
No slaggy-slaggy, just posy-posy. Anyone says just posy-posy, you know, they're hiding something.
So, Bob, you don't have any secrets of how we can be more like you, but everyone... Do you think people shouldn't go to school or, you know, get rid of
university? What the fuck? Where did that come from?
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
If they want to be more stupid
kids,
and happy.
Quit school, put your books down and just lie in a field with your mouth open. Have a lobotomy, take your brain out and just sit still for the rest of your life.
Actually, you could, like, what's the, like in The Matrix, like being in a pod and that and living in a virtual world, that would be happiness.
Because
probably going to happen soon.
Well, that's basically what I mean, that's
I
what...
just have to make a call really quickly. I'm sorry. It's just about some tiles.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Tile chat.
Would you, the question that we always used to ask each other was, would you rather live in a branch of Topps Tiles for the rest of your life, but you've got unlimited money, you can do whatever you want within that branch of Topps Tiles?
Can you go other places?
No, you can't leave the Topps Tiles.
Oh, God, no.
Or would you rather just have your life as it is now?
That's so nice. Now, how big is the Topps Tiles?
It's the branch in Highgate, quite big, quite on the corner. There's a lot of space inside.
So enough to have a big party?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right. But you can't ever leave it?
No.
And is it open 9 to 5? Is it trading?
It's trading 9 to 5. You can be in there, you can be in the back room, the stock room.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's still going to be a functioning Topps Tiles.
It's a functioning Topps Tiles.
So there's going to be paying customers coming in.
Yeah. And you'll just be like...
Can Rob's family be with him when he's in the Topps Tiles?
They can come and visit. They can stay if they want. They can stay if they want.
They can all live in the Topps Tiles.
But you're the one that can't leave the Topps Tiles. But you can live in the back room, in the stock room. You can set up a nice little...
Why is that better than his life right now?
I'm just wondering, would you... the unlimited money, wouldn't have to worry about heating.
Okay. You
can I dig down?
You can do anything you want in that Topps Tiles.
So I could dig down and create like a nice basement, get a basement swimming pool, build it, put it in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not looking so bad now, is it?
I could get a roof terrace. Could I build on top of the?
No, because there's flats above it. The one I'm thinking of.
This is sounding quite bad.
So Rob would never see daylight, basically.
No, he would, because the Topps Tiles has windows. You can see out the window.
No, but that's not the light's not touching your skin. Like that's not daylight.
No, the sunlight touches your skin through a window.
Not a ground floor window. Topps Tiles.
You don't think sunlight will come through a ground floor window?
Yeah, but it won't hit him in the face. He'll be able to see it, but it won't see him.
We don't know where the sun hits though.
But can I open the window at Topps Tiles?
You can. I've just realised that Topps Tiles is east facing. So where would you get? You get the sun in the morning, but not in the evening. You wouldn't in the afternoon.
Originally, the answer was no. And then it's just got more and more no. As I found out more about the Topps Tiles.
Would you see
I'm interested in the question, though. Because if I could shut it down... So it's stopped being a Topps Tiles. And then I thought you meant you're just living in the building where there's tiles everywhere, but you could get all your friends to come in. I mean, you could buy a virtual reality...
Topps Tiles.
I probably want to get something that wasn't Topps Tiles. Yeah. Well, put a VR headset on and just be in a different Topps Tiles.
If you were living in that Topps Tiles, if you put a VR headset on, we'd make sure it was another Topps Tiles.
There's some that are quite close. One's in Brixton, one's in Clapham. So it's we'd not like it would be that different. Yeah.
But you might have a slightly different layout.
It'd be nice to have a change of pace. Yeah.
Monday I'll be in the Clapham one.
But you'd be sitting in the Highgate one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but visually,
virtually, you can be in any of the other Topps Tiles in the world.
Do you like tiles?
Oh. We should have asked that
because if you like tiles, then it would be great.
I'm allergic. I'm allergic to them. Didn't say. Forgot to say.
So what you're saying is
you'd be sneezing all the time in the tile place. Oh, no.
I spilt it on my moleskin trousers.
Oh, dear. Do you want to hear a sad story?
No, wait. Okay. So you're saying you want your life as it is now?
Yes, please.
So that means you are happy.
He was happy.
Oh, so that's
not a bar. Just because someone doesn't want to live in a Topps Tiles forever, that isn't the bar of whether they're happy or not.
That's a new segment for the podcast.
Topps Tiles or not.
Topps Tiles or not.
Topps or not.
Topps or not.
I'm not. So am I the first guest that's done Topps or
not? Yeah. But it's a very good point
it's
a famous segment.
Because you tried to find a loophole by using the new metaverse virtual reality sort of discourse there is now. But yeah, we will make sure that's all other Topps Tiles.
Right, so there's no loopholes.
There's absolutely no way.
There's no...
If you watch a film...
It will be set in a Topps Tiles.
All the words are replaced with Topps Tiles.
What if he watches his film Battlestar? Will that be set in a Topps Tiles?
Battleship Topps Tiles. No, you can watch it.
Rihanna has to film in a Topps Tiles.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
We do a sad story to try and make Sunil feel something every episode, and so this might also make you feel something.
Oh yes, I'd love to feel something.
So I got this from it was on Love of Huns, which is a good Instagram page, and then Furious Gran, she's 76, is forced to sit on a chair after waiting 2 months for a new sofa. There is a photo of her, like she is out on a chair. And she doesn't, can you see that? She is just out on a chair.
Yeah.
Forced.
And she's furious about it. So Gillian Griffin, 76, has branded the delay as disgraceful. She paid £900 for furniture, including a £50 delivery fee.
What'd she do with the old furniture? flung it out the window as soon as she did.
She must have got rid of the old sofa before she got... Because she assumed it was going to turn up.
Of course. Rookie mistake.
An irate great-grandmother... So she's actually a great-grandmother.
Okay.
Says she's been forced to sit on a dining room chair in her bare lounge after waiting 2 months for a sofa to be delivered. Gillian Griffin has been unable to relax while watching TV and cannot decorate her new flat due to the lengthy delay. Why can't she decorate it? Because she's on the sofa.
Doesn't want to get any...
Doesn't want to splash the sofa when it comes.
No, she should decorate now. She should.
Actually, perfect time to decorate.
It's very sparse. It's really the time to do it, I'd say. It was from Harvey's Furniture. She branded the situation disgraceful and fears her new sofa could be lost.
Make you sad, that one, does it?
No, not at all.
This is her standing where her sofa should be, and she's got her arms folded, and she does look quite furious.
The state of that. They sent a reporter out for that.
I can just imagine that photo shoot, though. That I really enjoy that.
That's on someone's phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just...
But
the framing's good. I like it.
Yeah, you can really see the empty space. Yeah. They really captured the empty space where sofa should be.
Is that just a long radiator?
It's a really long radiator. It looks like a fisheye lens or something.
Yes, try and make the space look more spacey.
Some agents do that.
Try to make her cross her arms and just look a little bit more miffed.
Yeah.
They said it would take 6 weeks, so I thought, fair enough, I've paid for it, so now I'll have to wait.
And now it's only 8 weeks.
But now it seems like I've been waiting forever. Last Saturday, I got a text saying it would definitely be delivered on Monday, so I sat there from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m.
on my chair. My little sad chair.
Just sat there waiting. 7 hours.
And it's not a comfortable chair. It's not comfortable.
So how long has she been waiting?
I think 2 months.
That's 8 weeks.
So two weeks longer than... Yes, but she originally thought it'd be fine, but then she didn't like waiting.
That's not a story then, is it?
I sat in the front room where
doesn't like waiting.
I sat in the front room where I can see the world and nobody turned up. I rang them and they were full of excuses. First of all, they said it'd been taken off the lorry, and then they said it'd been lost. I couldn't get any sense out of them, and they didn't know what they were doing. I just think it's disgraceful. This is a picture of her also. This is another one. I don't understand.
She's been waiting basically 2 weeks longer than normal, yes. And in that time, she got in touch with a local newspaper to complain about it.
Yes. Well, it's not actually a local newspaper. It's actually in a countrywide newspaper.
What?
Oh, wow.
Which one?
It's the Mirror.
Unbelievable, that, isn't
Mrs.
it?
Mrs. Griffin
page two.
Is fed up of having to sit on... It was on the front page.
Front page?
Lady doesn't like waiting. Extremely long radiator.
She is fed up of having to sit on an old wooden dining chair, which causes back pain.
So this
back pain.
Okay.
Twist. I mean, yeah. This whole thing could just be an advert for Amazon. They could just say Amazon
because they get sofas the next day.
Yeah, but they would just say exactly that story and then just be like, "Why not try Amazon?"
Yes, we'll see where it goes.
Order yourself a beanbag for next day.
Yes, she should treat herself to a beanbag.
There's loads of places.
£900 is a lot for a sofa.
She's got a bad back. She can't be slumped on a beanbag. There's loads of places you can get a sofa delivered like next day.
No, there's a real sofa shortage right now. That's not true. No. She said,
I'd like to apologise to all listeners.
The irate grand. It's an upright chair, and I didn't bring my old furniture with me because I thought I would be getting a new three-piece suite. So now I'm just sat on this dining room chair. There's another picture from the chair. And then there's another picture of her, and this time she's slumped on the floor by the radiator.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm feeling it. I'm starting to feel it
that
now.
That is really sad. She has to sit on the floor by the radiator and she doesn't look happy about it.
The photographer made her sit on the floor by the radiator. Yeah. She's not doing that.
When you're
could
sat
you just
there...
crawl into the corner for a sec?
Yeah. Could you curl into the ball?
It's going to give us some great likes on our Facebook.
When you're sat there watching the TV, your back starts aching after 15 minutes. It's old-fashioned and quite comfy, but only for 15 minutes. You can't sit and watch a whole programme on it. I miss lounging about on a sofa. It does put you down in the dumps because when you come home, you expect to sit in comfort. When you haven't got anywhere to sit, it's not very nice.
And I've got the barest flat. Didn't she say how bare her flat was? She was like slagging off her own flat by being like, and I'm sitting here in my bare... I thought it was going to be my bare ass.
She says, I've got a nice little home, but it's not organised. And then there's a picture of her and it says, Gillian in her bare lounge.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. So she... This is not good press for her, I don't think. Mm. She's fussy. She's got quite
impatience.
She's impatient.
You're siding with Harvey's.
Harvey's are 2 weeks late. Yeah, to be fair, they are 2 weeks late. But I mean,
they said they lost it and they didn't know what they did, and now she's not very happy at all.
But her argument, it doesn't need to be in the newspaper. That's what I'm saying.
It is.
Yeah, you got to fill it up, don't you?
But what, the Mirror? I mean, it's a national. I hope that didn't make it to print.
Yeah,
mad if that made it into print.
Did this bring a tear to your eye, Harriet?
Yeah, did you? Cry?
I do. I really sympathise because I don't like not sitting on a sofa.
It's just such a funny picture with that.
I don't like not sitting on a sofa.
I understand exactly. You wouldn't like it, Snell. You like sitting on a chair.
No, you know my history of not having sofas.
Yeah, but you weren't happy during that time.
I had a little. I could get up.
You could. Sometimes you'd be stuck there for ages when no one was there.
And then she said, "Get a sofa." So I got a sofa.
Couldn't get up.
And before that, you were just
one armchair.
Couldn't get up.
One bowl, one spoon, one armchair.
I had one bowl. I had a full complement of cutlery, but no plates. And
just one bowl?
Yeah, it's fine. My mum.
Sound it.
My mum waited for furniture. I told you this. Is this why you picked this story?
No, I don't remember yet.
And my mum took so long choosing a sofa, an armchair. She sat on a deck chair in the living room for about a year.
It all makes sense now. It all absolutely makes sense.
She sat on a garden lounger with padded garden lounger. She was just watching telly that. Nothing else in the room. New carpets, new wallpaper, and just a deck chair.
That absolutely sums you up.
Yep. It's because she was taking so long deciding on which sofa to get, and she just couldn't make her mind up. Whereas I'm more decisive, but I just don't see the need for a sofa at the time. But you're right, I should have got a sofa.
My granddad, bless him, he was quite eccentric. He rather than dining chairs, he liked having office chairs as dining chairs. And then he'd show you why it would be so good, because he'd spin himself from the dining table to in front of the TV.
Okay.
And he'd be like, why doesn't everyone do this?
Yeah. Sort of dignity, I suppose, is one of the reasons.
But he was so happy. It was a great time.
Yeah, it reduces the friction between the two things you might enjoy, like watching TV and eating.
Yeah, and it adds.
Why didn't he just eat in front of the TV?
I think he liked to eat a table, because he liked to eat a table. It made it a bit difficult to eat sometimes, because you're a bit movey. Like, sometimes you'd roll a little bit, and then it would be a bit difficult.
Oh, you can get anti-slip mats for office chairs.
I imagine he would have done that, at some point.
I think just whacking wheels on anything is quite a fun way to move between any two rooms.
It's true, it is true.
Might as well just have everything on wheels would be quite fun.
I've always wanted those shoes with wheels.
Oh my god, yeah.
Can you, has anything ever evolved wheel? Nothing has, is it? Right, let's knock it on the head. Let's knock it on the head there.
Wheels aren't in nature. thank you so much for listening, everybody. It's been a real roller coaster.
No, they are logs.
No, but they don't.
Wheels came from logs.
Yeah, but they didn't come out wheeling.
No, but they were why don't we just cut it into wheels?
Yeah, but we had to cut it and make it.
No, but logs roll.
Yeah, but you have to cut the log.
A tree could fall over, and roll down the hill.
Tree fall and roll.
Yeah, but it doesn't. And then an animal. It doesn't help anything.
And then animal.
Animal watches it and goes.
I'll do that.
Sits on top of it.
Sits on top of it like a wheel.
No, it doesn't.
Turns up into a ball.
No.
All right, who came up with the wheel then?
No, because what happened was they had. I remember this in a cartoon that we learned at school. There was a square wheel. And then that didn't move because it was square. And then it rolled.
I've
invented the square wheel. What do you guys think?
I've got a slight improvement on that.
It doesn't work if it's square. So then they were like, the shape's wrong. And then they made it a circle. And they were like, it works.
Imagine being clever enough to come up with the idea of a wheel first, but then stupid enough to make it square and be like, what? And then someone else goes, I'm going to just trim the edges off. That guy's a genius.
I wonder what year I learnt that.
That's not a thing. I wonder when I learnt that thing that isn't real.
Who
invented the wheel?
Who invented the wheel?
Yes.
No one knows, because it's like, who invented fire? It's just something.
Who invented fire then?
Fucking some lad.
Yeah, some nice
lady.
Little guy.
Probably was a lady.
Probably was a lady.
raising the children. Do you have any gigs coming up or anything online you'd like to promote?
You better have.
No, I've got, what have I got? Yeah, I'm doing two work in progresses coming up.
Christopher Pierce is very funny. Thought, in the book,
yeah.
You should go see.
Yeah, I've got first week of December, I think. One at the Bill Murray, one at the Pleasance.
Murray. We love the Bill Murray and the Pleasance. Yes.
So I thought I might as well, because I'm thinking of doing Edinburgh next year, although I'll have a small baby. But yeah. Trying to work out how that might work. But thinking, I want to do as much of the writing and stuff this side.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, I'll be doing a couple of them.
Great. So everyone should go to that. And you have the internet, I imagine.
Do you have internet?
I got Twitter. The internet.
Which broadband provider?
Well, this is the thing about this. One thing that makes me happy is not engaging too much with social media.
Oh, that's, there we go. We got there in the end. Why Rob's happy?
Well, I think, if we were to try and knuckle it down, I do think that. You know, actually, I was thinking earlier when you were talking about your one bowl and your one spoon and your one chair. I do actually think that that's how you... Simplicity. How you achieve that, yeah.
If your bowl breaks, then you've got no way of eating.
I'll get another bowl. I've got a chopping board. I'll put a pizza on it.
Shops are closed.
I think it was in the shops.
It's 7 p.m. You're hungry.
There was a character in Three Sisters, I think it was like, I've got my own bowl and I've got my own spoon.
Oh
my God. I'm so happy.
Sunil wasn't like that. You were not that happy about your bowl and your spoon.
I was happy about
you didn't
the bowl.
Love them though. Like,
I can imagine you were just sat there, open mouthed. Happy as hell. One bowl, one spoon.
Spooning in wet Weetabix into my mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I do have the internet.
That's great.
But I use it sparingly.
Good for you.
Yeah. But I find it very hard to post as myself, which is one of the reasons I do Christopher anyway. I just find it very easy to express myself as a different version of myself. I haven't figured out who I am yet.
Whoa.
I don't think there is such a thing as the self, really. It's constantly
I don't have time for this. I'm sorry, I can't sit through any more of this. Thank you for listening.
Thanks
everybody.
For listening.
There are more episodes on Patreon. We have a lovely time there. You can find out how toilets flush.
Lots of philosophy on that.
Lots of philosophy. And just general catch-ups about how my life's falling apart. thanks, everybody.
Follow us
on Twitter and Instagram. That's it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.